Good morning and greetings. This is Leroy Tyler coming to you on the Carib Voice Radio Network. We have the pleasure of being on the air this morning. We look forward to it every time, but particularly we're excited about the idea of being able to come on this morning's program to talk about something that's going to have an impact on humanity. And particularly, women of the world are going to be able to benefit from what we're going to talk about today that is innovative. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ms. Angie Mason here in Metro Atlanta. She has a position with the company that she's doing some amazing things. We had talked about a program calling it the Kenner Campaign for Women's Health and Wellness. It's going to deal with the issue of the problems that women around the world are having because they do not have the technology they need for that time of the month when they need it most for their menstrual issues, and they have products that they're using that contain things like arsenic, things like other products that start up the problem with dealing with cancer because of the toxins that are in it from the bleach that's used to clean these products. Women are getting extremely sick to the point there are mortality rates for women because of that time of the month, because they don't have the right thing that they need. The Mary Kenner Campaign for Women's Health is going to deal with that, and we're going to be talking about this and launching it from the Carib Voice Radio Network. And now at this time, Ms. Angie Mason, I'm grateful and thankful for the easy way I was able to get you to come online so we can do this and help women around the world. We'd like to get some information about your origin of how you got started dealing with health and wellness.
Well, good afternoon, Leroy. Thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. My journey started, I would say, about 30, 32 years ago when my mother was diagnosed with having colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And I knew that we needed to do something. We needed to do it quick. We needed to do it fast. But there was a particular way that we wanted to go about it, and that was not the traditional way. I know that we did not want to introduce her to chemo or radiation. Mm-hmm. And so we took an alternative route, and that's what started me on my holistic health and wellness journey.
Okay. So you took an alternative route. Before you took that route, what caused you to come to that decision?
Back then, we would hear that people were being diagnosed with cancer. And, in that day, we were told that, if they were opened up and the air hit it, it would spread. Well, one of the things that I learned from my educator was it wasn't so much that the air would hit it and cause it to spread. It was when the person was opened up and the tumor itself was removed, then those cells that remained, because, they never get all the cells, but those cells that remained now had so much more room to grow and multiply that I did not want her to take that route.
Okay. So in your pursuit of finding a useful solution, how did you come to it?
When I realized that she had cancer, and one day we were all told to meet her at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I have 9 brothers and sisters, and 8 of them were there. 7 of them were there. When I showed up, my sister said, "Well, Mom's in there. She's filling out the paperwork so that she could be, admitted." And I said, "Admitted?" And she said, "Yes, she decided to go ahead and have the surgery." And I'm thinking, that's not her decision to make, at least not solely by herself. And I'm thinking, we haven't even gotten a second opinion yet. I haven't even met her doctor yet. Nobody's doing any cutting. And so I walked into the admin's office, and I looked at Mom, and I said, "Mom, we're leaving. We've got to at least get a second opinion. Nobody's doing any cutting," and we walked out. And so I went to see a friend of mine who owned a health food store in Tucker, Dave. And I said to Dave, I said, "Dave, we have colon cancer and we need your help." Mm-hmm. "I need to know, what can we do to not have to go the traditional route. And Dave said, well, there's three ways to go about this situation. One, we're going to, you know, expect a miracle from the Most High. Number two, he talked about, you know, juicing 2 to 3 quarts of carrot juice a day because the beta carotene killed the cancer cells. And then he talked about a tea that helps to repair the cells of the body. And I said, Dave, we're going to do all three. We're going to hope for the best. We're going to believe for a miracle. We're going to do the juicing and we're going to get the tea. And it took me approximately 8 months to get her blood clean. And I came to understand and know that nothing impure can live in a pure bloodstream. Mm. And life is where, Leroy, in the blood.
Yes.
And so we worked on getting her blood clean and getting her healthy in that way. And, you know, we tweaked her diet to make sure that, you know, she was doing nothing but the right things and everything at that time. You know, we wanted to make sure that it was organic. So everything that we fed her was organic. And that is what started me on this holistic health and wellness journey.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And the thing that I need to ask you about concerning the situation what we talked about with the issue for women, what they deal with their menstrual cycle, this is a humanitarian problem. And because it's a humanitarian problem, we need to look at every solution that could possibly provide a solution that could provide a way out for the people, for the women that's dealing with this. We need to be able to have the ability to talk about this. You are connected with a company that has developed a product that is so advanced in doing this that there are things about it that they're doing that's beyond basically, would you say, most of the competition that they have globally?
Yes.
Okay. Could you give some information in your own words about the company and what it does?
Well, our company's been around for 15 years. We are global. We operate in about 57 different countries. Mm-hmm. And what makes it so amazing is a person can have access to an online shopping mall where they're able to go in and purchase various products that they're going to use anyway. We call these anyway products, by the way,
okay,
because they're going to use these products anyway. But they offer some of the best supplements and some of the best when it comes to plant-based products, when it comes to non-GMO, gluten-free products like that. Mm-hmm. And so one of the products that we do carry is a sanitary pad.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited to offer that to young girls, women that still wear a pad, because when they're wearing this particular pad, there is no cramping, no odor, and the time on their cycle is usually shortened. Now, all of that is possible because there is a negative ion strip inside of this pad.
Could you please explain what that strip does?
So the strip being negative in terms of the ions, mm-hmm, is like if a person's at the beach. Mm-hmm. No one is normally stressed out at the beach because of the negative ions that's in the air. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine on a rainy day after it rains and you look out and you say, oh, it's so nice, it's so clear out here because, mm-hmm, the rain has washed the earth in a sense, right?
Yes.
So that's the effect that when a woman is wearing this pad, the negative ions that's in that strip is what's going to cause the young lady or the woman that's wearing the pad to not have or have less cramping, less bleeding, and no odor because of the antibacterial properties that's in the pad itself. It's about a 5-6 layer pad, if you will. And what makes it so amazing when a young woman is wearing it is that it keeps her very dry. You know, mm-hmm, we're supposed to literally rain over all of that as a woman, as a female. And mm-hmm, it keeps her very dry when she's wearing this pad because, you know, there's other companies out here that from the time a young girl starts to wear these pads to the time that she finishes, she's being, you know, chemically poisoned because of the toxins that's inside of those pads. If you if you notice a traditional pad, by the way, when you open it up, it have this blue strip or dye inside of it. Now, when that pad is wet with fluids, with blood, it activates those chemicals, and it allows the negative dioxins and all the chemical poisons to be activated. And so you've probably heard the expression, you know, when a woman is on her cycle, the man says, oh, you know, she's crazy, or she's tripping, or, you know, there's some expression that she's just almost losing it during that time of the month. Well, the truth is she's being chemically poisoned with the toxins that's inside of those pads. And by the way, you know, they're made from old cardboard boxes, newspapers, they've been burned, and that's where the dioxin comes in at. So, yeah, it's just heart-wrenching to know that this is what, you know, we have subjected our young girls and our women to, again, from the time they start their cycle to the time they finish their cycles. And, you know, no name calling, but, you know, there's companies right now that's actually in court being sued because they're finding out that those chemicals that are inside of those pads is causing a lot of cancers and fibroids, tumors, and, you know, things of that nature.
Okay, where are you seeing these negative aspects of what's happening with women? Where are you seeing them happen most in the world?
Normally they're right here in the U.S.
Okay. In America, are there any other developing countries who might have the same issues that's right here in the U.S.? And I'm assuming it's based on income structure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, any young girl or woman that's wearing these pads, unless they're getting them from a different source, they're subject to the negative effects that they will have on the body. So, it, you know, no one is safe in that sense. It's not just a black thing or white thing or an Asian thing. Anyone who is wearing those pads are subject to being chemically poisoned because of the negative or the toxic chemicals that's inside of those pads.
Okay. Could you please give the listening audience an idea of what are some of the things that happen to the women, and also what has happened to children, babies that, well, that they're carrying, what has happened to them because of these pads, how it has contaminated the environment for the baby and for the woman?
Yeah, so, you know, there's been some deformities, you know, miscarriages, fibroid tumors, a lot of heavy bleeding, a lot of pain, a lot of cramping when a woman is on her cycle because of the toxic chemicals that's inside of the pads.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we looked at as far as what these pads that are inferior, if they're causing these type of products problems, and then they would be justfully looked at as far as being inferior. The issue of how the impact it can have on the endocrine system, as far as how the endocrine system, it makes the body able to function. Everything about the body, it functions because the endocrine system enables it to do that. You're looking at now something that can shut all that down. Now, what has caused the company that you're dealing with to be able to make the claims that they have about how superior their product is?
Well, first of all, they keep you fresh and dry. It's super absorption, and it helps to protect from leakage.
Okay, but I'm talking about the research and the things that they've done that shows that they've put some thought into putting this together. This is like a technology. It's not just paper recondition terribly, and then women use it. They put some time and thought in how to make this product
absolutely.
The way it is. Could you please elaborate on that?
Okay. Well, first of all, the way they're made, there's aloe inside of these pads. There's a camphor that helps when it comes to heat and when it comes to swelling, and just keeps the body feeling refreshed.
What is it? Oh, so that's what that does, aloe and camphor.
Yes, okay. And I've heard people say they wear this pad because it gives them a cooling effect almost. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever put peppermint in your mouth and you can go, mm-hmm. it's that cooling effect, right?
Okay.
So when you're wearing this pad, you literally feel that refreshing, cooling effect that that this pad has on the body.
Okay.
It has a herbal mint in it, which helps to relieve itching and discomfort as well. Mm. And it's antibacterial and is has an anti-inflammatory effect on the body as well. So it keeps the person very cool. It's a pad that if you have a young girl or you know someone who's still wearing a pad, it's definitely the pad that they want to be using.
Okay. My goodness. So this is... this is something that we're looking at as far as getting this to get up and moving. Have you seen anything that's remotely close? I guess to put it out there fairly, that's even remotely close anywhere that's manufactured in the world that does what this does?
You know, whenever there's something good in reference to a pad like this, eventually they're copycats. You
okay.
know, so people start to... You know, companies start to reproduce, you know, something that they know is going to be of a better quality. But I haven't seen one as good a quality as this particular one here, especially when it comes to preventing leakage. You know, we have various ones, whether you're a light bleeder or heavy bleeder, you just need something perhaps, you know, for overnight. But the high quality of materials are just exceptional because of the absorption, very soft to touch to the skin. So it's it's just proven to promote gynecological health.
Okay, so you're talking about it being different. What is it? I guess the question I'm trying to get at is that if it's different and you have companies coming out and saying that ours is about the same, what is the most superior thing that you can see that it stands out from everything else that's out there?
Well, number one, the pad itself breathes. It has it has all these holes in it. It's like I said, a six-layer pad.
Mm-hmm.
The high speed of absorption. There's a top cover on this particular pad that has a fast absorbing pad on top of it. So when she's wearing it, it's going to keep her dry.
Okay.
Most people want to be dry. I would think you want to be dry when you're wearing this pad, right? Instead of wet.
Okay.
So
how do you describe how you present this when you're in a meeting and you're showing it to people? They see it with their own eyes. And every time I've seen you do this, people are mesmerized. How will you present this and the information that you give concerning this? It seems like it should be something common, but it's not. Could you please describe how you present it?
Well, we share, number one, the pad itself is very, very thin.
Okay.
Compared to the what a normal pad would look like. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, thick.
Mm-hmm.
We break it down. We start actually unlayering this pad. And we break that pad down and mm-hmm. show you what those layers are. And we actually show you the negative ion strip that's inside of this pad, okay?
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so when a person sees that, and we also do a little demonstration, we take a little bit of water,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much about what a woman, average woman, will expel in terms of doing that bleeding cycle.
Okay.
So we take that and we actually put that on top of that pad, and we also do the same thing with a traditional pad as well. And then we take a paper towel
mm-hmm.
and we have someone to come up and just press down on both of those pads that we've used the same amount of water on. And it's so amazing because people are surprised when the hand comes up with the traditional pad, how much water is on the paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to show you that the absorbency is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go and push down on the paper towel from where, you know, we put it on our pad after putting the water there, and then they press, and they're, you can see how they're pressing and pressing. They haven't, you know, raised their hand up yet because they're still trying to get the towel wet, and the paper towel is not getting wet because there's nothing to absorb in the paper towel because it has gone through all those various layers and it stays completely dry. And so people are so amazed when they see this demonstration. And when you see that, all you can think of is either my baby girl needs to be using that, my niece needs to be using that, my cousin, my sister's daughter need to be using that, my granddaughter needs to be using that, especially because there's no chemicals or there's no toxic chemicals inside of this pad.
What is the comparison in size between the pad that you're dealing with and the conventional?
Our pad, our medium pad, is about 23 centimeters. It's very, very, very thin. And even though it is as thin as it is, it's still a five-layered pad. And the absorbency of it is just totally amazing, unlike anything that I've seen. Only thing I can say is I really, really wished I would have known about these pads when I was having a cycle. But it's definitely something that, you know, we want to make sure that people know about, you know. So our goal is to educate and to re-educate those that have children or grandchildren or great-grandkids or just know someone that is still wearing a pad. This is the pad that people need to know about. This is the pad that we're introducing to, you know, people, no matter what walk of life they come from. Everybody deserves to, you know, again, to just reign over all of their female parts.
Okay. How have men come on board to advocate for this? How have you seen this happen?
Oh, wow. Men are, they're just excited to know about this product, just like a woman would know, because men have children. They have daughters, they have granddaughters, they have great granddaughters, they have nieces, they have wives, they have grandmothers or mothers. Anyone that will use is not just the sanitary pad in and of itself, but we also have panty liners. And there's a lot of people that wear panty liners. A lot of our seniors wear panty liners. They still want to feel protected and they still want to feel safe. And so men are very receptive to knowing about the fact that a product like this exists. And you know, we've had presentations where we've had more men in the room than we've had women.
Interesting. Well, the thing that I'm looking at right now is two things. Aubrey Padmore, who developed this radio network, and I, we said this is something we've got to do and it's got to happen. So I'm here, I'm asking you one more thing. This is the other part I wanted to talk about concerning the situation with this campaign. The idea is we have to help humanity be able to get better health through things that help to revitalize their physical bodies, but also revitalize them financially. What is the financial benefit for this pad and the other technologies this company has that are advanced just like this pad? What is the financial benefit to humanity, to communities, for dealing with this process and this product? You know a lot about this. You know a lot about a whole lot when it comes to this kind.
Well, well, our goal is, not only do we want to change lives, but we want to save lives.
Yes.
And this product here is so affordable that people can't afford not to know about it.
Okay.
We're talking about, you know, 40 pads for about $16, $17. That is not a lot of money.
How long will they last?
Oh, my God. With a person utilizing these pads, depending on how heavy their cycle is, you know, they may have one box of pads it may take 2 months, maybe 3 months before they're able to go through a whole box. So you're going to get 40 of them in the box. That's a lot of pads. Mm. And so because it's going to cut down on the amount of bleeding that a young girl is having, the time on her cycle in most cases is shortened. So she's not going to go through nowhere near as many as she would if she was using a traditional pad, I don't believe.
Okay.
But again, it's just the pad that everybody needs to know about, because number one, we talked about keeping dry,
mm-hmm.
and it also neutralizes odors.
Yes.
And bacteria is what causes odors.
Yes.
You know, just like a trash can. Of course, if you keep putting, you know, trash in the trash can, after a while, it's going to stink because of the bacteria. And so this pad here cuts back on that bacteria, again, because of the negative ion strip that's inside of it. And by the way, we have men that would purchase these pads just to take that negative ion strip out and put it in their shoe, because, again, it helps to alleviate pain in the body as well.
Interesting. What type of financial benefit is possible to be obtained by dealing with your company that you're talking about?
It doesn't cost anything to be a part of our company.
Could you explain that in detail?
It's an online shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just say if a person shopped at Amazon or online shopping at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
You just set up an account,
mm-hmm.
and you go in and buy what you want when you want. And of course, there's other items in the online shopping mall that a person could have access to. And so, you know, we pride ourselves on the fact that you're going to get some really great, great products at a very, very low cost.
Mm.
So the company will also, you know, allow us to earn income if a person wants to do that by just sharing the opportunity for someone to own their own free online wellness mall.
Okay. But this is interesting. This is, unfortunately, the time has got us. The Mary Kenner campaign that we're calling this. Mary Kenner was the Black woman who invented the first technologies for dealing with women having products that could help them during this time of month, that could be helpful to them and also clean for them to be able to deal with. This was a Black woman who had 5 patents submitted to the U.S. Patent Office. And because of her, I'm calling in that this campaign, renaming it after her. But the reason why I'm coming on board and dealing with this whole campaign is because of you, Angie Mason. The first time I heard your presentation, this was astounding to me. You are the most intelligent, articulate person I've seen that represents the company. Atomy is the company. But you're the only one that I've seen that is able to talk like you do, where you grab the person's individual attention and say, this is something else that we really need to take a look at. So I'm looking at this as being the reason why we got to go ahead and put this out here. We want people to come to you and come through this pathway that we have here with this platform to talk about this, to see how this can be put into motion to help people, to help women stop being in positions where they're not going to be hurt.
That is correct, yes. Yeah. So we do have an educational center,
mm-hmm.
where we educate individuals every Sunday afternoon at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have Zoom presentations. And our whole goal is to share information with individuals on how to get healthy,
mm-hmm.
and how to get whole at the same time. I tell people we're always looking for 2 types of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for that person that is healthy and want to stay healthy. And we're looking for that person that is challenged in their health and they're looking to get better. And so our model just fits all people, no matter what background they come from and no matter where they're located. We can help people when it comes to health as well as when it comes to wealth.
Okay, that is the message we want to get across for today. We're asking everybody that's listened to this, you would think that it wouldn't take this long to talk about something as basic as this type of product or products like this. But when you have people dying, you have women dying, and you value the lives of the people in your life, particularly the women in your life, and you lose them prematurely because it shouldn't have happened because it didn't have to happen, that's when you decide it's time to do something different. So I want to thank you for giving me the time that you have for us to talk about this, because we're going to have more information about how to get access to what Ms. Mason is talking about, how to contact getting through this channel where you can find out and get the type of information that she has in the process, and how we can make this thing happen, not just in America, but around the world where it's needed everywhere. So, Ms. Mason, thank you very much for being here this afternoon. And to our listening audience, go to our site again. You'll get more information about how you can become a part of this process and how you can become a part of the ability to be able to help save lives and help humanity be able to do better than we have been doing. So we thank you for your time. We look forward to you being with us on our next program on next Monday at 9:00. Until then, God bless, and you have a blessed week.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you, it's been my pleasure.